It is 16 past the hour. Joining us from Nolens, the Essence Music Fest over the weekend, none other than Roland Martin. What's going on, Roland?
Man, Essence Festival was crazy hot. Of course, I enjoyed every bit of it, Sybil. You know, I don't care at all.
I know you don't.
Did not sit down, had a white suit on every night. And Jay, Tom, I know you out there listening, wherever you are, I had more people come up to me, women, men, police officers, postal workers said, Roland, tell both of them to sit down. They just mad they ain't got the swagger to wear the ascot and the sandals.
Is that right?
Yeah, I heard.
To wear an ascot.
They passed it on, but it was a fabulous.
That's not what we're living for.
A fabulous, fabulous,
that's
fabulous,
yours
fabulous
all
weekend.
By yourself.
Fabulous, fabulous weekend.
Nobody's running after that title.
Fabulous weekend, enjoyed by all, and all good. And I did not see any J. Anthony Brown hot sauce anywhere near the Superdome.
Wow.
Man.
Right. Didn't see at the Superdome, but they were slinging it in the convention center.
Inside and outside. Inside
they were slinging it in a convention center, though.
Maybe you couldn't see over that ascot. That's probably what it was.
Look at the time.
They were slinging it, though. But, Sybil, so we do got to deal with some business because today you might have some major computer issues because of a major malware, computer virus that was likely to hit today. We turn to our boy Mario Armstrong, anything technical, MarioArmstrong.com, contributor for the Today Show, also CNN. So, Mario, explain what this DNS changer virus really is.
Yeah, okay, I'll explain. I'm still trying to get this vision of the ascot and sandals out of my head right now.
It's real simple, baby.
And I think what we need to figure out how to cyber attack your wardrobe.
No, you can't do that. You can't do that. Because, baby, I'll be proclaimed the mayor of Essence Music Fest.
Mario, that's too funny.
No, right now you're a walking virus. You're a walking virus, Roland. You're
no,
walking
I got
virus
it.
Right now.
I got it. Don't hate. Don't hate. I got it, baby.
Do you, man? I can't complain.
You know you can't wear a white suit, Mario.
Okay. You're right.
Hey,
you
know
you
can.
Let's go.
Break, you got to play computer love, man, no matter what happens. Man.
Go right ahead.
That's right.
Play it.
That's right. So here's the bottom line. You're absolutely right. We do that. Take care of some business, everybody. The bottom line is a lot of computers have been infected. The long story short on this is that there was a cyber criminal ring that was planting viruses through computers to people's computers. Over 500,000 computers have been infected. And what that means is when you would go to the web or you would try to pull up a website, it was redirecting you to a fake website. When you were on that fake website, if you clicked on things, this criminal ring was getting paid for those ads that were on that site. They made over $14 million. The FBI busted them, but they couldn't pull the plug because the virus was integrated into so many computers across the internet. Today is the day the FBI pulls the plug, and so that means many computers, when you get on this morning, your computer will be fine. But if you try to pull up a website and it doesn't come up, then that means you're infected with the virus. There are steps that you can take to remove that virus, and there are even steps that you can take right now to check and make sure that your computer is free and clear. We have all the steps on my website at MarioArmstrong.com.
Now, people like Google and Facebook, I mean, a lot of these companies, they came together, if you will,
That's right.
Some people called it unprecedented.
Yeah, absolutely, because everybody, look, the internet, man, is a right that everyone should absolutely have the opportunity to get to without that being affected. A lot of things are done. People look on the internet online for help. People are trying to find and make new connections and relationships. People are trying to transfer or get the access to their accounts. So the internet is a vital source to our being, to our purpose today, and how we live and how we do transactions and how we connect. So it's very critical, not only for these websites to continue their business going forward, but for individuals to be able to have the experience that they're used to online. So the thing that I want to really caution everybody on right now is that I believe we're at under 100,000 computers that are currently still affected. The way to do it is you go to my website, and then what you do, or you can go to this website. It's called dns-ok.us. if you type that in on your browser, so you pull up Internet Explorer or Safari, whatever your web browser is, you type that web address in, it will instantly let you know with a green sign or a red sign whether or not your computer is good to go or if it's infected.
Well, it is a huge thing, and of course, a lot of the ways people also get infected, and people don't think about it when they let their children play with their phones or play with their computers, because they go through these gaming sites for a lot of these viruses.
They go to the gaming sites. There's a lot of people are still clicking on attachments in their email, not realizing that that attachment has a virus in it. Look, these hackers, all they need is 1% success rate. If you send out emails to millions of people, all they need is 1% success rate, not even that much, to continue to want to do this type of nefarious activity. So everybody has to do two things. Number one, make sure you have an antivirus on your computer. Mm. A lot of people have them, but guess what? These are subscriptions. So the antivirus on your computer may be out of date, and you may haven't paid for it to be up to date and current. So number one, check that. And number two, don't click on these attachments and watch out for these websites. Watch where your kids are going and make sure they're going on sites that are really appropriate for them.
How often should we be updating all of that, the security and that on our computers?
Well, you can set it up, Sybil, to be manual. You can set it up so it's automatic. Uh-huh. So go into the settings, and then that way you can set it up so every so often it's automatically checking for you. The bigger issue is a lot of people buy computers and it comes with antivirus on them, so right. They think they're safe, but they haven't upgraded and paid for the following year.
Well, I know some folks that want to pay that fee, but trust me, I've had your computer shut down, you will pay for it later.
You will, because all you will pay for it later. Your photos, all of your movies, all of your files, all of that stuff is what becomes important. The computer doesn't become important. It's all your data that becomes important, and you don't want that being lost or messed up.
Folks, details, go to MarioArmstrong.com in order to protect yourself. Mario, we certainly appreciate it. Holla at you when we have the next computer drama.
No.
Which will likely be next week.
Or the next Ascot drama. For that
bring it on, baby. Bring it on.
Y'all don't download that photo about that you see.
If you see
a photo with Roland online wearing an Ascot that's got a virus in it, don't
y'all know, don't nobody get tips from a computer geek on how to dress up. You ain't never heard a photo layout of computer geeks on dressing.
Boys. You know what? I challenge you. I'm going to get a stylist, and I'm going to show you how a geek can wear an Ascot the right
way. Call Russell Westbrook.
Hey, fellas.
Because you already wear a Russell Westbrook glasses.
Running trying to get the idea on the specs for
Mario,
me.
Roland, y'all need to be like Chris Brown and Drake. Get a boxing match.
No, that's right.
You're right. There you go. Take this to Twitter, Roland.
Mario does have blonde hair, so you're right.
Take it to Twitter. I'll see you on Twitter, everybody. Right. At Mario Armstrong. Let's go.
24 past the hour.